This is Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Between the years 1897 to 1913, American composer Charles Ives wrote a suite of orchestral music he called Holidays, which later became known as the Holidays Symphony. In past broadcasts, I have featured 4th of July, Decoration Day, and Washington's Birthday. Tonight, I'm pleased to present Thanksgiving and Forefathers' Day. Here is the Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Normandy, in Thanksgiving and Forefathers' Day from the Holiday Symphony by Charles Ives.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Tom Diskin, your host each week on Intermountain Classics, right here on KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, your community radio station for the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Thanks for joining me this evening. We have opened this second hour of Intermountain Classics with Thanksgiving and Forefathers Day from Charles Ives' Holiday Symphony. The Philadelphia Orchestra, conducted by Eugene Ormandy, performed in this recording. Johann Sebastian Bach's Magnificat is a musical setting of the biblical canticle Magnificat, or the Song of Mary. It was written for the Christmas season, but he also wrote a version without the Christmas songs and hymns. It's scored for five vocal parts, two sopranos, alto, tenor, and bass, and a Baroque orchestra, including trumpets and timpani. It's the first major liturgical composition on a Latin text by Bach. We now hear the Collegium Vocale under the direction of Felipe Herwig in this performance of Johann Sebastian Bach's Magnificat.
Thank you. afficit minimania.
Sanctum nomen, sanctum nomen.
Back in the 1970s, composer Peter Schickele was trying to make his way in the music world. Along the way, he created a firestorm of music levity with the creation of Petey Q. Bach, the fictitious and hilarious son of composer Johann Sebastian Bach, and at the same time, a number of original and, well, not so original works that he attributed to Petey Q. Bach. Here is one of those compositions, the music for An Awful Lot of Winds and Percussion. This is the Rondo Mucho Grande by Petey Q. Bach. Thank you. And that was the Rondo Mucho Grande from the music for An Awful Lot of Winds and Percussion, attributed to the fictitious P.D.Q. Bach, but really written by Peter Schickele. Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Be sure to tune in next Saturday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. for another program of fine classical music right here on Intermountain Classics. KKRN is listener-supported community radio, and we exist to provide you, our community, with news, information, and entertainment to serve all of us in the Redding, Shasta County, and Intermountain region. Please consider supporting us by sending your tax-deductible contributions to Community Radio, KKRN, Post Office Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. You can also contribute by going to our website, kkrn.org. Thank you all for your support of Community Radio and KKRN. And remember, you can like Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Good evening and good music.